Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Clues from Heaven by Nancy L.A. Rule is an extraordinary autobiography that follows two Americans whose lives intertwine through adventure, love, tragedy, and faith, revealing remarkable signs of God's hand at work amid life's seeming coincidences, inviting readers to take a second look at coincidences as a possible indication of heaven's intervention and guidance in their lives. Nancy, a published author and poet, was also a musician and singer, giving concerts on the West Coast and Hawaii with appearances on radio and television. She's a former civil service career employee, having supervised the largest field office on the West Coast for the General Service Administration Public Building Service Buildings Management Division. She also worked for other governmental agencies. Nancy L.A. Rule, author of Clues from Heaven, joins us on This Week in America. Pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, and it's my pleasure to be here.
Well, there's so much to talk about in the book. I love what you've done, the stories that you tell in Clues from Heaven. What inspired you to write Clues from Heaven, and why did you feel now was the right time to share the story?
It's a good question. Well, I was warned 4 years in advance of an evil to come in 1981, but I had no idea what it was. And then in 1981, we were hit especially hard when we were attempting to adopt a baby that we named Benjamin. The birth mother came back at the 6 month deadline by California law to take her baby back, oddly enough, not to keep him for herself, but to give her son to somebody else, another couple who were racially mixed, which we weren't. We were left totally devastated and brokenhearted. The birth mother told us at Halloween that year we could have him visit for Thanksgiving and Christmas because she had to work. But a jealous babysitter who wanted to adopt him prevented us from doing that. So I was stunned when on both Thanksgiving and Christmas that year, while I was in tears, we were given unexpected clues indicating we had cause to give thanks, rejoice, and count the days until Christmas sometime in the future, when a happy surprise was coming. The clues consisted of two items I had seen in a catalog that I wanted to give Benjamin for Thanksgiving and Christmas if we got him back. No one, not even my husband, knew I had wanted those two items. And when I mentioned it after the fact to a single pregnant mother who was living with us, she discounted it as coincidence. However, I knew in my heart that heaven was showing us compassion, to not only comfort us, but also to give us hope for a better future. I told her what the clues were in my book. I mentioned the clues in my book, but I'm now retired, and I have a happy ending to the adoption story. I knew now was the time to write this book.
And the book is doing quite well, receiving rave reviews. The book is Clues from Heaven. The author is Nancy L.A. Rule. That's R-U-H-L. Book available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. A link directly to Nancy's Amazon page on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In Clues from Heaven, you blend adventure, love, tragedy, the supernatural. How would you describe the heart of this story in your own words to people who are listening and watching this program?
Well, you know, I found that it's one thing to talk about the God factor's existence, but it's another thing to translate it into your everyday experiences. That's what I thought, and that's what I do also through this book, by letting people see from my own everyday experiences not only how he works for us behind the scenes, but also just how loving and wonderful he really is. I was born and raised in the Philippines, and by the time I was 9 and a half, I had been halfway around the world 3 times. So I had many unusual experiences in different countries, like encountering a sea monster that stopped and nearly capsized our ship as we passed through the Coral Triangle, a place where 3 seas cross, the Sulu Sea, the China Sea, and the Pacific Ocean. And in order to get from one island to another, my dad built a houseboat with a glass piece on the floor so that we could view what was under the ocean as we traveled over it. We explored islands in the most interior part of the Philippines, spent a lot of time hiking through jungles, playing on beaches. That's why I have a beach scene on my cover. And I even discovered we found a primitive tribe that had not previously been known to the world. We survived typhoons so fiercely it left sharks in the coconut trees. And I fell off a boat into the deepest known ocean in the world called the Mindanao Deep. I was chased through a jungle by a Herman Tato, a crazy man, with a long sword called a bolo. In addition to being chased by wild animals, I was also chosen to take care of a monkey at a boarding school that loved to escape his cage and terrorize everybody. And it became my job to capture him. His humorous and unrepentant antics caused a maid to pass out, among other things. So I gave him a whole chapter in my book for some good laughs. And when I got older and was working for the Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney's Office, somebody wrote a letter saying they were coming to kill me, and not only gave the date they were coming, but actually showed up and headed to the counter where I was seated. Shortly thereafter, the U.S. Attorney's Office put the receptionist at the front counter behind bulletproof glass after an assistant U.S. attorney was shot to death in his office. When I was younger, I took everything for granted, but when I got older and escaped death so many times, it became only too obvious to me that my life was being watched over by an intelligent being who controlled everything.
And that story unfolds in Nancy's book, Clues from Heaven, Nancy L.A. Rule. What a remarkable childhood you had, going through all of those escapades, all of the excitement that you had and the danger that you faced, all accounted for in the book, Clues from Heaven. Again, book available wherever books are sold. Direct link at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's go back to this coincidences and the idea of them playing a role, of course, in your book. At what point in your life did you start seeing coincidences as something more meaningful? There was more to this than just happenstance.
Definitely. It became most obvious to me when I received the two specific clues during the failed adoption attempt. I could feel it in my heart that I had heaven's attention and compassion. When I looked at the two physical clues timed so perfectly to events, I knew there was no denying it. I also discovered a pattern of my tendency to wrestle with the God factor the very day before a big breakthrough, and I believe he was setting me up as a clue that my answer was about to occur.
It's just amazing what you've gone through and piecing all of this together. Can you share one moment from the book that made you personally stop and think that this could not be just a coincidence, that you've had too many of those? There's really something else going on here. Was there one moment when that happened that you can share that you write about in the book?
Right. Well, in the adoption story, we were given many other clues. 43 of them, as a matter of fact, which I list in the last half of my book. And there were others in the rest of the book also I specified separately. For instance, I met the head mechanic foreman for the Federal Archives and Records Center while at lunch in the cafeteria of the Navy where I worked. And on June 2nd, 1984, he told us that God was going to give us the child we desired. However, it wasn't until 2 years later that my husband finally decided to write down on a piece of paper what child he desired. And he specified he wanted a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, healthy baby boy. And then 2 months later, on June 3rd, 1986, we received an early morning call that a baby boy had just been born 2 hours before that was up for adoption. And he was so healthy, the hospital needed us to come quickly and get him as more babies were being born, for which they didn't have enough room. When we got to the hospital and my husband saw the baby was blonde-haired and blue-eyed, he said to me, "Remind me to show you a piece of paper at my shop." And I said, "What?" I had no idea what he was talking about, but it turned out to be evidence the prophecy had come true exactly 2 years from the date it was given. It was so obvious it wasn't a coincidence that there was no denying it. Too many clues had come together all at the same time, and the baby was everything that my husband had specified on that piece of paper.
No, it's just amazing. And as people are reading this, I'm sure they're going to go back over things that happened in their lives that they thought were coincidences. They sort of tied together. They now may now look at them in a completely different way. The book is Clues from Heaven. Nancy L.A. Rule, R-U-H-L, is the author. If you're Googling, book available at Amazon, of course, and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Nancy, your journey takes readers faraway places, as you mentioned, extraordinary experiences. Was there a particular setting or event that had the biggest impact on you out of all of those that you went through during your childhood?
That's a very good question. One major instance was when, while in the jungle of the Philippines, my husband Ron fell 40 feet out of a mango tree right in front of me. We were just children. This resulted in a traumatic injury for which he was flown back to the Stanford Medical Center in the United States for more advanced medical care. It was a dramatic dividing line. His family left to go back to the States, and my folks followed less than a year later because my mother was dying and needed a cooler climate in order to survive. And it wasn't until nearly a decade later that we met again under supernatural circumstances that brought our lives together again, ending up in us getting married.
What a remarkable story how this all fits together here. The book, again, is Clues from Heaven, available wherever books are sold. It's a great read, and we'll talk about the layout of this because you really need to go all the way through the book to see all the dots connected and to see how this really fits into play. The story includes challenges, even some life-threatening moments that you talk about. How do these experiences shape your faith and possibly your perspective on life? What were they life-changing for you?
Yes, actually, it's been growing my relationship with the God factor that has had the biggest impact on my life because he gave me a visit to heaven in 2007, and I do mention this in the book, where I finally got to meet him face-to-face. I tell about it briefly, and he loves us so much that he didn't come to earth to start a religion. Instead, he desires to have a personal relationship with each of us.
That's amazing. The life that Nancy has and putting this all into perspective and sharing it in the book, Clues from Heaven. You quote Albert Einstein in the book about coincidence being God's way of remaining anonymous. How does that idea show up throughout your personal journey? It sounds like that really is the case with you.
Yeah, it helped to build my faith, my ability to believe in and trust in an infinite being that I have since been given the privilege to meet in person. The book of Isaiah says he is a God who hides himself, and that's apparently why we don't know to give him credit along the way.
Yes.
Instead, we live in fear and doubt, and we ascribe everything to circumstances or coincidence. And it was Michio Kaku, the theoretical physicist, who was the co-founder of the string field theory. He says, it is clear that we exist in a plan which is governed by rules that were created and shaped by a universal intelligence and not by chance. And he went on to say, believe me, everything that we call chance, like circumstance and coincidence today, won't make sense anymore. Plus, the God factor has given us free will, so he doesn't interfere with that. However, when we let him, he takes his will and factors in ours because his plans for us are good and not evil, to prosper us and give us a future and hope. And being infinitely smarter and wiser than us, we should choose his help over anything else.
And that story comes alive. I love the job that Nancy has done with this book, Clues from Heaven. It takes all these experiences that many of us have had over the years and wondered about and sort of ties them together. And the book available again wherever books are sold. For you, what was the emotionally, and was there an emotionally difficult part of writing this book for you? How was this to go back, recount all of this, and tie it together in the book, Clues from Heaven?
Well, it's the adoption story.
Yes.
I had told God that I wanted to write a book about it, after we suffered the loss of our first adoption attempt. And a customer from my husband's business who didn't even know me very generously bought me a word processor. So I tried to write, but I found I couldn't at the time because my heart was too wounded and still needed time to heal. And besides, I wanted a happy ending to my story, and I didn't have it at that time. The time finally came when our son grew up and took a job transfer to San Diego. And there was a final clue based on a picture of our son as an infant with a dog in it. And it needed to be told to finalize all the clues for a happy ending. But when I started to write, I realized I needed to include my life story for people to fully understand all that had transpired. So instead, I turned it into an autobiography of my life.
And the book is now available, again, wherever books are sold, a link on our website. If you're Googling, Ruhl is R-U-H-L. We've got all of this for you at the website. There are people that are probably listening, people that probably have thought about reading the book that are skeptics. They decide, no, I don't think that's the way it happens. I think it was a coincidence. What words of wisdom would you share with them?
It all comes down to a matter of trust. And I would say, don't be afraid to trust the God factor. He keeps the earth hanging safely in space. And surely he knows how to factor your future for good and not evil. And no matter how bad things may seem, to give him your trust, he knows the future and the best plan and timing to get you out of all your problems. For instance, we had to wait 5 more years for our adopted son to be born. The God factor knew that, but we didn't. So to offset the long wait, he very thoroughly and thoughtfully gave us numerous clues along the way to keep us believing and on track.
How did this writing this book change you, either personally or spiritually? What transformation did you go through as you were writing this book and putting everything in perspective?
Well, in looking back over circumstances of my past, I discovered way too many clues where my future was headed to call them coincidences. The clues pointed to an intelligence behind it all. Pieces were timed and coming together too perfectly to be chance. That's when I realized I needed to let people know there's a way to get to know not only this God factor, but the potential outcomes for good in their future.
If readers take away just one message from reading your book, Clues from Heaven, what should that message be?
On 2 occasions, I wrestled with the God factor. And the very next morning, I received my breakthrough. It seems we're set up to wrestle so that when he comes through, the next day, we will recognize that he was the one that answered. The God Factor's handbook says, be not faithless, but believing.
For listeners who may be facing heartbreak, uncertainty right now, going through difficult times, what encouragement would you offer them based on your journey and what you went through and the outcomes that you experienced?
I'd say develop your faith and trust in the God Factor by letting him oversee things, so that in spite of any losses, in the end, you win. It's the greatest insurance anyone can have who truly values their life.
When you go through ups and downs, even now, does this knowledge get you through those experiences, knowing, okay, this is just a clue, this is something is going to happen, and in many cases, it's something positive. Does this knowledge, does this change your life and give you a whole different outlook on life, that bad things may work themselves out?
Very definitely. We still go through doubts.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
That's just human nature. knowing that in the end that we win, I'm not saying that everything necessarily goes the way we want it to. Sometimes God's answers are different than what we might expect. But it all comes out in our favor in the end.
You talk about the first half of the book like dark colors in a woven tapestry. The second half are bright colors. Explain how you laid the book out, because you really need to read all of the book, don't you, to see how all of this comes together?
Yes. That was a difficulty for me, because it's hard to read through all that grief and sorrow and all the mean things people do to each other and whatnot. But I felt that people needed to see that in order to understand how excited we were at the outcome in the end. You know, every story has both dark and light. And if I had left out the dark, you wouldn't appreciate the light as much.
It brings everything into perspective. In the book Clues from Heaven, you mentioned the cover, and a lot of people have complimented the color, and you mentioned this is something personal for you. The color, the cover really stands out, doesn't it? It captures people's attention.
Well, I did that on purpose.
Yes.
Partly because that's my life story, having spent so much time on the ocean and beaches, but also because I'm trying to reach people that are skeptics, who might not have a religious background, and trying to help prove to them that there is a God factor. So I tried to choose something that was inviting and yet reflective of my life. And I figured, well, who doesn't like a day at the beach?
Yes, I'm looking at that right now, thinking, you know, that would be nice, just sort of sitting there watching the sailboat goes by and enjoying the blue of the sky and the blue of the water. It does capture your attention. What is this?
My husband was getting a kick out of it the other night because he said that at his shop, he was showing the book to somebody and asked them if they could find him, and he says, "Yeah, the monkey up there on the right." And they don't realize, because there's a guy diving off of a Vinta, that that's supposed to be Ron in the picture. So I thought that was rather cute.
That is rather cute. That's a good story. Clues from Heaven is the name of the book. What has this experience been like for you, to write the book, to share the story, to get the feedback that's starting to come in with the reviews and people talking about, hey, I've got to pass this along to a friend and have them read it, because this really ties all of these situations together that we thought were just random coincidences. What's it been like for you to write this?
Well, it started in 1981, and like I said, it began as a result of a grievous, heartbreaking situation. And I was determined, I wanted people to see that love isn't a blood tie, and challenge them with the question, what color is love? A lot of people don't like interracial adoptions. And that's what our first son was, an interracial adoption. And they're very prejudiced. And really, God loves all colors. And you know, to him, yes, color isn't a matter. He loves diversity. And so I decided I needed to write a book to address that issue. There's so many babies becoming available now, but it's, through this abortion issue, that I figure more people are going to be adopting children.
Yes.
And because the lines are so long for Caucasian children, there isn't a opportunity as much to get them. So there's more interracial adoptions available, whether you get them from here in the United States or from overseas and China or someplace like that. So I felt that that needed to be addressed.
Well, you do
it's
that
not enough.
Yeah, love is colorblind, and you do address that in the book. Along, there's emotional ups and downs as you're reading along with Nancy and what has happened in her life, and all of these stories that that come to life really in her book, Clues from Heaven. Are you working on another book now?
I don't plan to, but you never know.
I could tell from that laughter. You didn't even have to answer the question verbally. I could tell from the laughter, like, hey, I finished this. I'm done for a while. So sit on the beach, enjoy the sailboat, monkeys in the trees, all of that. Enjoy all of that. It's been a pleasure, Nancy, to have you on the program. Nancy L.A. Rule, and Rule is R-U-H-L. The book is Clues from Heaven. You'll find it available wherever books are sold. Link to her Amazon page on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Nancy, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Excellent job in this book. And it really gets people, you engage us and you get us thinking about things that have happened in our lives that might not have been happenstance coincidences. It might have been part of a bigger message. So thank you for sharing this with us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
It has been our pleasure, and I also would like to thank King Pages Press. That's Nancy's marketing consultant, results-oriented, making sure your work gets the attention it truly deserves. KingPagesPress.com. Again, our guest on the program today, Nancy Rule. The book is Clues from Heaven. You'll find it wherever books are sold, and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on This Week in America right after these messages. Don't go away.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.